other terms for poor whites?
Rednecks.
Okay.
That's about my limit. I don't know anymore.
What would you call, are there different, long time ago anyway, people made a distinction based on how much white blood you had and how much Negro blood. Do you know any of those terms? Like someone who's half white or three-fourths white or, you know what?
Yes, what is it they call it? Octoroon.
Mm-hmm.
First it goes from half white,
mm-hmm.
then the next is octoroon and something else. I've heard that because my husband married into the family. And they look like white.
Mm-hmm.
His first wife, his first wife was very fair. In fact, all her people.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I heard them talking one night and then counted up. They said she didn't have any Negro blood in her at all because her mother was full blood Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And the father of her children was white.
Mm-hmm.
So when they summed it up, he lived with, I don't think that he wasn't married to her.
Mm-hmm.
But he took up with her,
mm-hmm.
because she was not supposed to be white.
Mm-hmm.
She had these children by him. I think they classed her as Negro, but she wasn't. She was.
She was Indian.
Indian.
Uh-huh.
And when he died, he owned quite a bit of land down there.
Mm-hmm.
When he died, he had relatives. His sisters came from Knoxville, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and took these children back with them,
mm-hmm.
and wanted them to pass,
mm-hmm.
stay there and pass. But the children wanted to come back and go down here in the swamp and fish and
mm-hmm.
live like they had been accustomed to. But they were well educated.
Uh-huh.
And my husband married one of the daughters.
Mm-hmm.
This family went away from here and went to California. We were all very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to California, and of course, first they went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they passed. They were not Negroes.
Were Indians around here generally mistreated as badly as Negroes were?
I didn't hear much about the treatment of them because they lived down in this area, where I'm
mm-hmm.
speaking about now, on the river.
Mm-hmm. These would be the Natchez Indians, I suppose.
Yes. They have a lot of mounds, Indian mounds down there,
mm-hmm.
and they have been digging into them. And this family of people now, Mr. married one of these girls by this Indian. And he, of course, was very, very shrewd
mm-hmm.
about saving,
mm-hmm.
he saved her land. The others just threw it away,
mm-hmm.
sold the land, threw the money away. But I'm supposed to. Now, the way I came in on it, my husband married one of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And